We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for those gathered here tonight. Thank you for the beautiful worship time we had this morning. And Lord, we pray that it just continue tonight. Lord, just anoint us as we worship you. Lord, and as we hear your word preached, may we be responsive to it. We just dedicate this service to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet calls, so lift your voice in the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are as wide in the world, and we are your laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet calls, so lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.
Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice, year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet calls, so lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
Bit of testimony here. When shortly after, well, about the same time Shiloh was born, so 17 years ago, my dad had a stroke, and he never met her, but he lived for about 5 years down in Arizona. He never came back up here after he had that stroke, and I honestly today don't know if he was a Christian or not when he died. I hope he was. I pray he was. But he and I did not have a very close relationship. And one night, I felt like he never liked me, you know. I don't know if you've ever had a parent like that, but about 1 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and just felt like I should write him a letter, and I poured out my heart to him, and I never personally heard whether he read that letter or not. My mom talked to Gail about it, and she was angry. Anyway, in that letter, I told him that, I said, you know, you may not be able to get up and around, but you know, God can still use you. I said, get into his word. search his word out and find out what he wants you to do. I said, you can pray. You're in bed 24 hours a day. You can pray and pray and pray. God has a use for you. Don't think yourself wasted. God has a use for you. I don't have any idea. I've never talked to my mother about it. I'm trying to work up the courage to do that. This is many years ago. But I don't know why she was angry about the letter. But that's irrelevant. But, you know, we're not throwaways. God doesn't just cast us off and throw us out in the brush to let the tigers eat. He has a use for us. And if we can't be up and about, let's do the next best thing. We can be up and about in our hearts, in our spirits. We can pray for Africa. We can go to Africa in our hearts. We can go to China in our hearts. We can go to Arizona in our hearts. We can go to Minneapolis in our hearts. You know, we can go to Wilson, Wisconsin in our hearts, in our prayers. Absolutely. A warrior. That is a, I mean, I can just see these people whose hearts are to the Lord. I can just see them standing up in the spirit. I mean, they're all crinkled up and broken and can hardly move, and they're laying there in the bed. But when they open the door in the spirit, man, I just see this big warrior, standing there in the spear and the shield and the armor, and you know what? They're beating the hell out of Satan. I mean, they're kicking the snot out of him. I believe that. Hallelujah.
In the harvest field not ripened, there's a work for all to do. Hark, the voice of God is calling to the harvest, calling you. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. Does the place you're called to labor seem so small and little? Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name.
Are you laid aside for service? Body worn from toil and care. You can still be in the battle, in the sacred place of prayer. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. When the conflict here is ended and a race on earth is run, He will say, if we are faithful, welcome home, my child, well done.
Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name.
Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown, and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven's home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. I sing
because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free.
For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on His goodness, I lose my doubt and fears. Though by the path He leadeth, but one step I may see, His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know
I sing
because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. When hope within me dies, I draw the closer to Him. From care He sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. And I sing
because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free.
For His eye.
ever seen Ethel Waters sing that song? She used to do that on Billy Graham. That lady loved Jesus so, and she could just sing that song. When I hear that song, I just think of her singing that song, and she just beautiful, beautiful lady.
We are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Summer skies and howling tempests are succeeded by bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mists have rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands, want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. We are trusting in the Lord, and according to His word, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But He guides us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die, and we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Temptations, hidden snares often take us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed for many a thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by.
Hallelujah.
That was fun.
There's a blessed time that's coming soon. It may be evening, morning, or at noon. The wedding of the bride united with the groom. We shall see the King when He comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when He comes. He's coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when He comes. Are you ready? Should the Savior call today? Would Jesus say, well done, or go away? My home is full of pure, the vile can never stay. We shall see the King when He comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when He comes. He's coming in power, we'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when He comes. Oh, my brother, are you ready for the call to crown your Savior, King and Lord of all? The kingdoms of this world shall soon be for Him fall. We shall see the King when He comes. We shall see the King,
glory.
We shall see the
blessed story.
We shall see the King when He comes. He's coming in power, we'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes. We shall see the King, we shall see the King, we shall see the King when he comes. He's coming in power, we'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. The glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin, He sets the prisoner free.
Thank you, Lord.
His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood availed for me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hear him, ye deaf, his praise ye dumb, your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold your Savior come, then leap ye lame for joy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was a good one. Thanks, Carl. That was a good one to end with.